with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 19th of May, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Morning or afternoon, perhaps.
It is afternoon, in fact.
Yes. Time flies when you've been eating cake.
It does, yeah.
And drinking wine.
Yeah.
I've been drinking a lovely Alpha Spiga.
Have you?
From the Ofornia.
Now that bottle that you're waving at me is in fact empty.
Yes, I've been drinking it.
And you drunk all of it.
Yes.
For breakfast.
Alongside some lovely cakes from Blessing.
They look absolutely fantastic.
And not one has passed your lips.
No, I saw the pictures of me in a tutu. I am on a diet.
I thought you actually looked rather good.
Fat suit, that was.
I thought you looked... It almost pulled in your snake hips, I thought, and gave you a bit of a lure. Something of a, you know...
A lure. What do you mean, like something you go fishing with?
I don't get that.
A fishing lure. You've not heard of a fishing lure.
No, I've heard of a rod.
Oh, I know him.
A net.
Yeah, yeah. I know her.
What is an allure when you go fishing?
It's a lure.
A lure.
A lure, yeah. It's a fish-like thing with hooks in it that you use to attract other fish that think it's a fish they're going to eat.
Do you fish in Tenterden?
I don't fish anywhere.
You've got your own lake there, haven't you?
I have my own lake, but I don't fish in it.
Have you got fish in there?
There used to be fish in it, but the heron had them all.
Ah, herons do that.
They do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
As do, what's that other one with the, I keep seeing, cormorants.
What's that other one? Yeah, because there are only two birds in the entire world, herons and cormorants.
Well, where I live, down in lovely Winston.
Oh, you have seagulls too, because you live by the beach.
We have Cliff the seagull. What do you call a seagull? What's it?
Now you've done that. Now you've ruined the joke already. Yeah, Cliff.
I know, always a step ahead.
Yeah.
But the cormorant, the reason I do that, Ben Towers, is that he's on my left. He's flanking me, listener. Is that the cormorant, you can tell, because it's got wings like Batman.
Birds normally have wings. It's one of those funny things.
But these are very bat-shaped, a cormorant. And they're amazing because they swim underwater like penguins. And so you see them and, you've turned me up. I sound much, much better. Isn't that better, listener? So the cormorant dives right down and then they swim. So you get all excited and then it bobs down. And then you see it another 10 minutes later and it's further up yonder. It's gone quite a long way, especially if it's swimming avec le current.
Right. So that was Bill Oddie with Birdwatch on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for that.
Well, I think birds are rather.
Would you like to know who our sponsors and guests are? You normally ask that, but we decided to go through the bird kingdom this week.
Who might they be?
Who?
Your sponsor.
Oh, we've got a sparrow, two great tits. And
great tits?
Yeah, yeah.
You're allowed to say that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And a goldfinch.
Yeah.
Today's sponsors, we have a dual sponsor today. We have the lovely folks at Rift Accounting and also the great people at the Federation of Small Business. So thank you to both of those organisations for sponsoring today's Business Bunker Show. We really do appreciate all your support and thank you very much. And do find out about those both those organisations by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk website and having a click on their logos and you can find out all about the great services that they offer.
You know, I just wanted to ask you, sorry to interrupt, but as I did it so sweetly, it's okay. Last week, after we did the Rift Accounting thing at Detling, the Rampage.
2020 Live.
Yeah. How was your throat after? I was very husky the next day.
I, for the first time in a long, long time, I was basically unable to speak in the evening.
Really?
My voice went completely after that.
Well, I sounded quite sexy. I was very croaky. I think I should have got a
really?
Job. Yeah, telephone really? Sales. I should have done telephone.
Well, some kind of naughty, dodgy line.
Yeah. Oh, like bored granny or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, really, darling? I really like that.
No, I could have sold a packet on telesales.
Right, okay.
But because the noise levels were quite loud, weren't they, Paul?
They were. The background noise was loud. As you will hear later, because we have got the first of a series of interviews, as Jules alluded to, we were at the... Kent 2020 Live Business Support Base Camp with the lovely folks from Rift Accounting.
Yeah.
And we had a pop-up radio station there. And we did, 10, 15 interviews? Long interviews.
I did most of them.
I did all of them. And Jules did a couple that were broadcastable. And we have got three of those for your deliction later today in the show. And then over the next couple of weeks, we'll be playing out the rest of them. But we've got some great interviews with some fantastic people.
We have.
And coming up on today's show later on, we have interviews with Jane Ollis, who is the Managing Director of Rift Accounting, the lovely Hilary Steele, who's Managing Director of Legacy Business, and also the editor of the Kent Women in Business magazine and the organiser of the Kent Women in Business Awards and the Kent Independent Traders Awards, and the lovely Amy McManus from AM Marketing.
She's already tweeted in fishing tips. She's very interested in your fishing tips.
Is she really?
Yeah.
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 I thought you were going to do some joke about a trout or something.
Are you saying that she looks like
no,
a trout?
No, I'm not at all. She's
very careful.
She's gorgeous.
The
trout I was alluding to isn't a million miles from here.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I smell a fish. Or a rat.
Or a cormorant.
I have a bit of a sugar rush, Ben, just to warn you, because all I've had, I have packed my beetroot, my Riverford beetroot, but I didn't get the chance to eat it. So all I've had is carrot cake and chocolate cake and wine.
So fairly normal diet, to be honest, Ben. We're going to be joined later in the show by young teenage entrepreneur Ben Towers, and Ben's going to be telling us all about what he's been getting up to and his business and stuff like that. So we've got a packed show, and then in the second half of the show, after 2 o'clock, we've got the second in our series of the BIG project from the University of Kent Business School, and we have Dr. Simon Raby and Toby Lindsay, who are talking to Martin about the second trait that they've identified of the 10, which is transformer. Transformers are a cartoon, isn't it?
Well, weren't those things that kids used to play with?
Yeah, Transformers, 80s? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're just a whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Ben was telling me things. He's also a celebrity footballer team.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I just don't know how sprogs grow like that and get so intelligent.
Absolutely. But what we're going to do is we're going to start off by reading some tweets. As always, we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So if you want to get hold of us, you can get hold of us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the best way to get hold of us while we're live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had quite a few tweets in, and I will read some of those, and then we'll also do some emails. We've had a tweet from Steve Plumridge, and I haven't heard from Steve for ages and ages and ages. Steve is from Cantium Scientific over in Dartford, and he's tweeted to say he's listening in. Steve, thank you so much. Haven't heard from you for ages. It'd be really great to touch base with you again soon.
He's got a lovely brother as well, hasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't he the one with the brother in America or pops over?
Could well be.
Or am I getting him mixed up?
I don't know. I don't know that kind of tittle-tattle. But Steve runs Cantium Scientific, which is a scientific manufacturing business in Dartford. F Keys, the lovely Alex Waterston, has also tweeted in, if you need any Microsoft training from an accredited trainer, he's your man. We do highly recommend that you use Alex Waterston and his Microsoft training services, all things Microsoft, whether it be Word or PowerPoint or Access or any email.
Funny you should say that, because
I was looking at you while I was saying it, actually.
I had an email dilemma last night, listener. And Alex was just getting home at 6, and I phoned him, and he was really wanting to order his dinner. He orders his dinner in, apparently, but I begged him to help me set up some emails.
Right.
So he did. Cool. And he's very calm, which, faced with me on the other end of the phone is not easy, is it, at 6 o'clock at night?
No.
And he was starving. He'd been training all day.
Had he?
Yeah, you're fiddling with my levels.
I know, because you're annoying me. I was thinking of just turning you off altogether.
It'll be my fault, listener, It'll be my voice is wrong or something.
Yeah. So there you go.
But I love Alex Waterston. He's brilliant. And
I've heard that.
I urge everyone to ring him up and get some Microsoft training. But, yeah, setting up email, he's very calm.
Yeah. No, that's good. Cool. Right. Who else have we had a tweet from? We've had our weekly tweet from Lee Willis. Lee's the chairman of the Ancorians Football Club over there in Gillingham, the community football club. And he says, I'm listening into the Business Bunker as I do all the time. Did I tell you, did you know, did we discuss that Sammy the Starfish came to the Zimbathon?
Yes, it was mentioned. He was next to you. I couldn't really see much difference in the waistline, frankly.
No, we did look very similar. He was slightly more purple than me, but only slightly more purple.
I think you missed the trick there, because that was your one chance to have a great big Diana Ross wig, wasn't it, to go with that ensemble. You could have had a big sort of, or a, you know, Barbie.
Tina Turner.
Yeah, you could have done. I'm seeing you with a Dolly Parton, actually. You could have had a bit, because you were quite busty, weren't you? You know, in that tutu.
Was I really?
But the press picture of you, I thought you looked really quite mercurial. Flamboyant, even.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The press don't normally do pictures of me. They were quite happy to do that one, though.
Oh, I wonder noticed. Why. Yeah. Yeah. Is that your old friend KM?
Yeah. We've had a tweet from CNCA Home Care in Ashford, CNCA Ashford on the Twitter, and they go, hello, Vanilla Webb. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. So thank you for joining us. That's Home Care in Ashford. Do give them a follow on the Twitter, CNCA Ashford, all one word, as their Twitter handle. And earlier this morning, we had a fabulous tweet. I love her tweets. Andrea, the lovely Andrea Childs.
Oh, Eop. Eop,
from Click Business Writers.
Yeah.
And she says, morning, hope you got the support team to put the kettle on. And she's given us a lovely little photograph of the Tetley Tea folk. And a special A-up to Jules.
Yeah.
So do give Andrea and the team at Click Business Writers a follow. And their Twitter handle is click_business, and that's click spelt with a K, K-L-I-C-K _business. Do give them a follow, please. And we've had tweets, as you made reference to earlier, Jules, from the lovely Amy at AM Marketing.
Well, she's gone even better now. She's just sent you a picture of her trout pout.
Did she?
Trout pout, yeah.
Just for me?
Yes.
No, not for anyone else?
No.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
And Liz, Nurse Liz Gilson in Maryland is still listening in. She listened to me scoffing cakes for an hour. Now she's still curled up listening. And just have a great show. And also, AK Pet Services has sent a really funny picture of his dog waving. It's a collie in the garden waving, which I love. And I think Simon, the other border terrier that was listening the other week, was rather cute too. But he's also sent a picture of him on Who Cares Wins. With Angela, and hilarious. We did actually, I think that is Simon in the picture. I think it's the Border Terrier. But we did actually find the hairs on the chair, didn't we, this morning? We knew he'd been here.
But Jules walked into the studio and she said, there's been a dog in here. It's the first thing she said.
Either that or Adrian's molting.
Yeah, absolutely. No, so they did have a few pets in here yesterday.
Lovely bunch. And Phil Thorne is, you know, it's quite hard to say Phil Thorne.
Phil Thorne?
After a bottle of wine, I find it quite, it's at your teeth. You know?
Right, okay.
Phil Thorne. He's listening in, Phil with two L's. He says, later lunch, so listening in to the glorious Jules Serkin and the Godfather I never had. What does that mean? Does he want you to be his Godfather?
I think that's more a gangster reference, probably.
Okay. He's got his presents.
No, it's probably because I left a horse's head in his bed a couple of weeks ago. I think it might be something to do with that. You never know.
Nice, very nice.
We've also had a tweet from the lovely Claire Reeves, who's known on the Twitter as Claire on Air. Oh, Claire on Air Live, actually. And she says, hello, have a great day, have a great show. Thank you, Claire. Claire's actually coming on the Business Bunker show in a couple of weeks' time, and we're really looking forward to meeting her there.
We are.
Yeah, so that'll be really good. Andrea is suggesting that maybe I'd like to sell my tutu outfit on eBay.
Well, won't you be needing it again?
And she is suggesting a potential purchaser, somebody called Sir Elton. I don't know who she's referring to.
Because he'll be at Detling, won't he? He's coming up, isn't he, there this weekend?
He is indeed.
Yeah. I was rather hoping it was my birthday on Tuesday. I might get the...
Just for you?
You know, yeah. I thought I might get the...
Bit of candle in the wind just for you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the lovely Miriam McGurk, author of Tales from Turkey, has also tweeted in. She says, looking forward to listening later once the sun has set here in Turkey on my mountain.
Tucking into a little bit of donkey cheese, because Chris Pollard is back now, Chris Connect.
So he probably is.
Miriam must be coming later, just before her book launch. It's imminent, you know.
Absolutely. I want to do a quick Federation Small Business update. There is a conference coming up at Ebbsfleet, and it's about the Ebbsfleet Garden City. It's the Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference organised by the Federation of Small Business. And they're saying 96% of employers hire on attitude and not skills. On
what,
the
you
night,
say high on acid then?
No, higher. Like, okay. Higher staff, based on attitude and not skills. And on the 19th of June at the Prince's Park Stadium, that's Dartford Football Club, from 8:30 until 11 a.m. there is a conference. Join us for an update on the large scale development of 15,000 homes and hear from key decision makers on what we can all do to improve employability skills in the next generation. So do please get along to that if you can. It's on the 19th of June. It's at Dartford Football Club, which is the Prince's Park Stadium, and that's the Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference. There is a link to the booking page on the Kent Business Radio website. If you go into the Kent Business Radio website, into the blog page, there's a blog for FSB events, and there is a booking page on there. And then coming up later in the year, the FSB also have a networking and vineyard tour at Chapel Down Wines.
Well, that sounds nice.
That's on the 14th of July, and that's in the evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So it's a lovely summer's evening at Chapel Down Wines, and you're invited to a summer evening tour of the award-winning vineyards, where you'll be able to make new contacts and taste locally made wines. And they say, Jules, that's not to be missed.
No, I mean, I'm there. I'm already there.
Some of us are a bit young for that, though.
Yeah, I know, and I don't drink, but, you know, we'll go together and watch them, shall we, Ben?
Just watch them stand on grapes.
Exactly.
What I normally do with Vanilla Webb is I take him along, or he drives.
That's then, more like it.
And then I make him top up his glass as often as they come round, and then I just relieve him of it. Works. It's a very good plan.
Right. What we're going to do now is we're going to play some of our pre-recorded interviews from the Business Base Camp Support Pop-Up Radio.
There's quite a lot to say, isn't
there? Yeah, there is, that we had at Kent 2020 Live. So do have a listen to this, and then we'll be back with you after that.
Lovely.
Hey, this is Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker Radio Show, the pop-up studio at Kent 2020 Live, and I'm here with the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews. What a fantastic B2B. Where are we? 2020?
2020
live. Deadly. And we are live.
We are live at 2020.
And kicking.
Yep. We're here in conjunction with Rift Accounting, and we're on the Rift Accounting stand, number 176. And during the day, we're going to be interviewing loads and loads and loads of lovely people about their businesses in the great county of Kent.
We've got some great names coming up. We also have some llamas, if anybody is interested in seeing a... no, it's an alpaca.
That's an alpaca.
It's an alpaca.
Don't you recognise it? It's an alpaca.
Well, I only usually see the things that come out of it.
Is that right?
I did step in it once, as you know. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
And I had to do a little war dance.
Oh, yeah.
To get it off.
So who we got, Jules?
Well,
who are the guests on today's show?
I'm so glad you're asking. We have, of course, we have a lovely introduction by Jane Ollis, who's the MD of Rift Accounting. She's wearing a very fetching purple today, saying, "Follow me, the adventure awaits." So that's their boot camp sort of motto. So she's going to kick it off. Sounds very exciting. And then I believe you, young man, are going to interview the famous Hilary Steele.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what are you going to ask her about?
Oh, I don't know. She does so many things. She's Kent Women in Business. She's the editor of the Kent Women in Business magazine. She's the organiser of the Kent Women in Business Awards. She's also the organiser of the Kent Independent Traders Awards. So we've got loads and loads of things to ask Hilary about.
She also does that.
She opens champagne with a sabre as well.
I know.
And we've seen it done.
Very well.
And a few magic tricks, I seem to remember.
Yeah. We also have Dan Little, who is coming on, and Duncan Simmons from the Metro Bank.
Oh, from Metro Bank, yeah, the new Challenger Bank. We're really interested to hear from Duncan.
I hope you ask him why so many high street banks are closing.
Because they've come along and put them out of business. That's why. That will be why. But we can ask Duncan all about that.
We can. And then later on, we've got Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting. She's a partnership manager, you know.
Annette?
Yes.
The lovely Annette?
Yes.
Yeah, account management.
Also in purple today.
Absolutely. Well, that's their corporate colours for today, purple.
So are they not having the flamingo look today?
There's no flamingos. It's a flamingo-free zone because it upset the alpacas.
I can understand that. Then what else? What are you going to be asking Annette?
Well, I don't know. We'll see what she's got to say.
You're going to make it up?
We'll make it up as we go along. We'll ask her loads of questions. Yeah.
I think I would ask her about cash flow.
Do you think so?
I think that's a good one.
Okay.
And why you shouldn't be scared of your accountant, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. Anyway, you're going to hear the answer to all of those questions by staying tuned. Ready?
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Isn't it fantastic to be here?
It's
Kent
brilliant to be here. Yeah, we're at Kent 2020 Live. We have the kentbusinessradio.co.uk Business Bunker pop-up radio station in conjunction with Rift Accounting. I'm joined by Rift Accounting Managing Director Jane Ollis. Jane, what a fabulous day.
It is a fabulous day. The sun is shining here at Detling this morning. And this is fantastic for us to be here showing off about Rift Accounting, because we believe we have a wonderful, wonderful product and service to sell. And it's great to have you here, Paul, and to be doing this with the Business Bunker. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. We're having a whale of a time already. We've got a massive stand right in the middle of the show hall. There's gazillions of people coming past and saying hello and shaking hands.
Absolutely.
And
there are many, many conversations happening around us at the moment.
Absolutely.
And I hope that's a lot of people enjoying meeting each other for the first time, connecting, talking about their business and what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And if we can play a role in that, that's fantastic.
That's brilliant. We've set up the Business Support Base Camp.
We have.
Here at 2020
yes.
Live. We're having loads of fun. We've got alpacas and llamas gambling around. So if you are around, do come and say hello on the stand. But tell the listeners a little bit about the kind of things that Rift Accounting are offering and the kind of thing that Rift Group do
Rift
as well.
Group do. Well, I think the reason we've called it the Small Business Base Camp is I think when you're running a business, you've always got your eye on the mountain that you're going to climb.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, have a think about that, because you've got to know in business where you're going.
Absolutely.
And a base camp is where you start from.
Absolutely.
And we love working with startups, people who've got a great idea, but they want someone to have that, you know, share that adventure up that mountainside with them.
Absolutely.
And know that they're going to be looked after and protected from any, you know, nasty avalanche or anything that might hurtle their way that they don't see coming.
Absolutely.
And that is really what we're about. Just love to make sure that people's business are the success that they want.
Absolutely. I think I told you the story before on Twitter, which I'm a bit of a fanatical user about. Some weeks ago, I was coming to see you guys over in your offices, and I tweeted, "I'm off to see my accountant." And somebody tweeted back to me, "Oh dear, I'm really sorry to hear that." And I why? And they said, "Well, can't you find anything better to do than go and see your accountants?" And I mean, I love seeing my accountants. They're really great people.
Yeah.
They're really great advisors. I bounce loads of things off. And the person was genuinely shocked. They clearly have not used an accountant that has taken on board what they do in the way that you guys
do.
Are doing. Yeah.
I think it's accountants need to step out from behind their spreadsheets.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Way that, you know, what a business wants when they're starting up and growing is to be able to use their figures sensibly to help them make decisions day to day, and to have a look at them and to make them use them to check that they're on the right path, that
absolutely.
She's taking them up that mountain. And what we love to do is maybe blending accounting with coaching, because the two should go hand in hand.
Mm.
So that's what we have fun doing.
Absolutely. And to be honest, I've been in business for a long time on my own now, but I've always found professional advisors a real great source of inspiration, innovation, and all kinds of things. So, you know, I that kind of approach that says, oh, I don't like talking to my accountant, or any other professional advisor, I don't subscribe to. The kind of services that you guys offer are invaluable for those of us that are struggling to climb that mountain of business. Absolutely.
Cool. And I have to say, Paul, I love what Business Bunker does as well, because I think radio is growing again as a format that people are really interested in, and I'd
absolutely.
Love to see how much more that we could do to have more conversations using radio as that format for talking about problems, challenges in your business.
Absolutely.
Because there's always someone out there who's got an answer.
Absolutely.
And the more that we can help put people, connect people with those that have got a problem, that I can guarantee there's nothing between you and I that probably we couldn't say, oh, I know someone who could help you with that.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Jane. I mean, radio, as you say, is a growing medium again. It's kind of re-established itself. We've managed to tie that in with a whole social media scene as well, which makes it easier to interact with people out there, to answer their questions, to raise things. It's not even about us answering questions per se. It's about finding out what the questions are sometimes.
Yes. So that's exciting times ahead.
Absolutely.
Look forward to journeying with you.
Absolutely. It's going to be great fun. We're going to have great fun here at Kent 2020 Live on the Rift Accounting stand. We're going to be interviewing loads of businesses as they walk past. Jane, thank you so much
for
joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the pop-up studio our first guest of the day, the lovely Hilary Steele, Managing Director of Business Legacy Limited, the editor of Kent Women in Business magazine, the organiser of Kent Women in Business Awards, the organiser of Kent International Independent Traders Awards. Hilary, a busy, busy lady. You do lots and lots of things. You get involved in lots of networking activities.
Yep.
How do you find that from a selling point of view?
The first thing that jumps to my mind is networking is definitely not about selling. It really isn't. And I think when people set out in their own businesses, they're kind of limited on a... There's not a training course that you can go on to how your business network. I remember my first time at an event, there was a guy there, and I hadn't even walked through the door. I hadn't even got to the coffee machine. And he rushed towards me, and he put in a business card right under my nose that I could smell clearly the fresh print. He told me he needed to do business with me. And I said, why? I said, you don't even know what I do. And this guy, he alienated me, really, from that kind of networking. And then I took a step back in my own business and realised that in order to grow, I had to make sure people knew about the business.
Sure.
But it wasn't about selling it. It was about getting people to know me and what we were doing. And then I launched the magazine as an editor with absolutely no publishing experience. So I took the title editor and I went out on the networking scene. And I learned very quickly that there were different groups. There were groups that you paid to be a member of, and there was a lot of collaborative work going on in those groups, and
sure.
I think they really work for some trades.
Yeah.
There are other events that people are just there, it's almost like a social event, that they're maybe paying £10, whatever, for a breakfast. But I don't know what actually was happening there. It was more like a friendship circle. And then you had structured networking events where there was an agenda, and some of them also qualifying for CPD, Continual Personal Development Awards.
Okay. So you're not talking about the type of ones where you stand up and do a 60-second intro to your business?
Oh, do you know, but they're great in some ways. They're great at giving people the confidence to talk in front of other people.
Yeah.
But if you've ever been to one of those kind of meetings and there's, say, 30 other people... You're not listening to what their 60 seconds is because you're petrified that your 60 seconds is about to come up. It's like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? So I don't know how much value there is in that.
Absolutely.
I do like the ones where you maybe have a chance to have a one-to-one with another business owner. I think the biggest mistake that businesses take in networking is that they are selling. And so it's, so what do you do? Well, I do this, that, the other, and we do it for this, and we can do it for 20% discount if you sign up today.
Yeah.
They've lost me completely.
Absolutely.
You know, hello, my name's Paul, and I'm a radio presenter, and, you know, that's how the conversation starts.
Sure.
And someone asked me, what advice would you give to someone going business networking? How do I network? I said, well, first thing, take networking out of it, the word networking out of it. I said, and then do what you've just done. You've just walked up to me, a complete stranger, and started talking to me after hearing me speak at another event.
Right. So would you say it's more about just trying to establish a relationship with someone and just getting to know them and, you know, get them getting to know you, rather than overtly trying to sell or market what you do?
I think it does go from that. It's like, do you like to be sold at?
Yeah.
So if someone were to meet you in a pub or something and walked up and got out their tablet, their iPad or whatever, and started showing you a lovely PowerPoint presentation, how would you feel?
Yeah, sure.
And that's what a lot of people misunderstand. They treat others, but not as they would wish to be treated.
Absolutely.
And if you're in a sales position, which most of us are in some respects, we need to understand how our clients or potential clients like to receive information.
Yeah.
So you have people that work in a very detailed industry, like accountants firms such as Rift,
right.
And they like maybe to receive things in real intricate, with the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Right.
Someone like me, who works in a very vibrant and personable industry, let's say, I want the bullet points, and I just want to know what the end result's going to be. So if you're pitching to me for something, you know, you've built a relationship and now we're going to talk business, hopefully by then you'll realise that I don't want a 24-page document that's something you can say in 10 minutes. And on the other side, someone who doesn't want a 10-minute thing that they could say, and they need the 24-page document. So there's a level of awareness of how people like to receive info.
Absolutely.
And I think that is important. And you gauge that by talking about other things.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I've met people networking, out and about.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, we're always networking.
Absolutely, but that's exactly what we're doing here
today,
really.
Exactly what we're doing here. And I've got some lovely faces smiling over here at the
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
And meeting people, I've met people and they don't even know what I do.
Yeah.
But yet we've had conversation topics and then it's like, oh, few meetings down the line, well, we maybe should talk.
Right.
Okay, then I'll go in, we'll have a coffee or lunch or whatever. And the relationship's already got foundations.
Yeah.
And it's more solid.
Yeah.
But if someone sells at me, I mean, the worst one for me personally is, I need to be in your magazine.
Right.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Have you read it? No, but I'm a woman in business.
Yeah.
Great. Why don't you read it first and see if it's right? So, again, it's like if you're going for a job interview, you're researching. You would research a company. If you're pitching to a client, you research them.
Absolutely.
Networking and meeting people out on the circuit, as it were, gives you a chance to meet people on a peer-to-peer platform.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. As you can imagine, I get that all the time about all kinds of things. I need to be on your radio show or whatever. And you go, oh, what part of the show do you like? And I don't know, I've never listened. Yeah, absolutely.
How insulted do you feel then, though?
Yeah, exactly. No, absolutely right. Hilary, absolutely great points that you're making. Can you give us a couple of tips for people starting out in business about the kind of places they ought to go to start building relationships and to finding their customers out there in the Kent marketplace?
I think there's quite a few. So if you've got a specific trade, you would, like an accountancy, you would look at where other accountants sort of kind of meeting people in the same industry. Or if you're starting out, you'd maybe want to see where startup businesses are hanging out, let's say.
Sure.
So again, by doing your research, ask people.
Yep.
You've got social media platforms such as Twitter. If they followed yourself or me on Twitter, they're going to find out quite a lot of stuff that's going on in Kent.
Absolutely.
Listening to people and don't be afraid to ask for help, because people will give you the information.
Absolutely. Hilary, that's brilliant advice. Thank you very much. Hey, give us a shout out for some of your websites so that people can actually do some research before they talk to you.
Okay, there's the cheeky one, hilarysteele.com.
Right.
Quib magazine, KWIB magazine.co.uk. And Kent Health and Beauty Awards. Search for that on Google, because that's the next big thing.
That's the next big thing that's coming down the line. So, Hilary, we wish you much luck with that. Continue with your
manners. Has just rocked up.
Hello.
She's AM Mark. Talk about marketing for small business. Now, listeners, you know what it's like. You open your business, you start your business, and then you think somebody asks you what your marketing budget is, and what's a very common answer, Amy? They don't have a marketing budget.
If they don't have a marketing, Kent tweet-ups, lots of local groups which you can find through Google or any other search engine. There's also ones like B&I, Bob, of course, Business Over Breakfast.
The nice one.
Lovely.
They do a good breakfast. I just go where there's a good breakfast, Amy.
They'll charge a £10 entry fee, but, you know, the idea is to get your name out there and to make sure that people know you, they know what you do, and you get some business cards.
Do you know that's a very, very important thing? Because we think that people know what we do.
Mm.
And there's guys that I've known for probably 10 years who didn't know that I was in PR, for example.
Mm.
They listen to The Bunker every week and they go, I didn't know you did that. I thought you only were a radio presenter, and they think that's what I do.
Right.
So it's very interesting.
Very important, we
assume that people know because we've said it so many times, but actually people
definitely don't.
So, Amy, what would you say if I were coming along to you with my little briefcase?
Mm-hmm.
What should I spend my marketing budget on? And are there any free forms of marketing? You've mentioned networking. Anything else?
I mean, the best form of marketing you can do for your business is word of mouth. Word of mouth is an amazing tool, but unfortunately, you can't control it. The only way that you can have an influence on that is to make sure that you are providing an amazing service to your customers. The best service you give them for a fair price, they're going to recommend you, and that is worth its weight in gold. AM Marketing, for example, we don't actually do a lot of marketing for our own business. A lot of it comes from word of mouth, from people that have recommended us to their peers and their colleagues.
So you're tried and trusted.
Exactly. For people that are looking to spend a bit of marketing budget and don't know what to do, I'd probably say go with something where you can measure the return on investment. Digital marketing is great because every single penny that you can spend, you can see exactly where it's gone. You know how many customers it's got you know how many clicks it's got you, etc. Also, only spend a small amount, test it, see if it works before you invest a large amount of money into it.
Wise words. So if I have some money, apart from what you've just said, is there anything else that I should be spending the money on?
I mean, I'm always an advocate for digital marketing. That's what I do.
Just explain to viewers and listeners that don't know what digital marketing is. Just explain in a nutshell.
I mean, digital marketing involves anything that is online, that isn't printed, I suppose.
Okay.
It's anything from websites, Google spend, it's social media, YouTube, leaving radio accounts as digital marketing as well. It's anything that isn't physically printed in front of you. They're absolutely fantastic because they can be measured and therefore you can see whether it's worth your while.
Now, with social media, I know that you and I spend a lot of time tweeting each other.
Yes, we do.
So how would you tell a client where they should be concentrating their social media efforts on?
There's three sort of rules that I follow when you're trying to decide what social media platform to use. And that number one is use the platform that your customers use. It's no use being on Facebook if your customers are on Twitter, mm-hmm. and vice versa. There are so many social media platforms and it can be quite a maze. So
daunting.
Very, very daunting, very. So I would look at your competitors, see what they're doing, see where they're getting engagement, see where people are liking and following and having a conversation. Make sure you don't copy what they're doing, though. That's not great. You are your own brand, your own identity. Just have a good idea of where your customer base may be. Then have a look at where the conversations are happening about your brand. Say you own a cake business. See where the conversations are happening about cake, about baking. And that will give you a really good indication that that's where your customer base is.
Well, we all love a cake.
Of course.
Okay, so what about SoundCloud? Doing anything on that? I was just, when you were saying about radio, I've just put my scoff and quaff on SoundCloud.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so maybe you and I will have a coffee and talk about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And see where you can take me on SoundCloud.
Definitely, that sounds wonderful.
Now, websites.
Yes.
So do you actually do websites for clients?
The websites that I do, I always give my clients an option. You don't need to spend thousands of pounds on a website.
Right.
Some people need it. You do have the option of having a great fully coded site that's been created by an SEO, a brilliant SEO expert, and fully designed by a graphic designer.
Yeah.
If you don't have that money, don't worry. There are options available, places like Wix, Weebly, websitebuilder.com. These are template builders. So
right.
Essentially the template is already there and you are able to change things like colours, fonts, pictures. So you can't change everything. But it's a really great way to start someone off with a website so that they have a presence when they don't have a lot of budget to spend. For example, Weebly, I think it costs $100 for 2 years, and that includes pretty much everything apart from your URL.
Now, let me just jump in on this.
Yes.
I'm really into these templates, and I agree with you. It's good and cost-effective. Is there a snobbery about this? Now, if another business is looking at somebody else's business, can they tell it's been made by a template?
An SEO expert would probably be able to tell. The thing about sites, for example, I've used Weebly a couple of times, you are able to go in and input your own SEO coding afterwards.
Right.
And you can input your own meta tagging as well.
Right.
So the option is there to then go and do that afterwards.
Okay.
The only thing I would be the main concern at the moment, in the last couple of weeks Google have brought in their mobile friendly things, so every single site has to be mobile friendly.
Sure.
If it's not, your site score gets downgraded and you don't come up as high in the listings. So it's a, I don't know, it's a toss up between the two. If you really, really want to go down the route of a fully coded site that's absolutely perfect,
yeah,
in terms of SEO and design, it's going to be large, you do need it to do that for you.
Okay, so what you're saying is to listeners that you don't have to spend a fortune to get a good, optimised SEO working website.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, brilliant. And then moving on to tell us about logos and branding. How important is that?
Oh, that's the first stage, isn't it? That's absolutely core to the brand. People need to be able to recognise you. People won't recognise you, most likely, from your name. Names get forgotten. It's all about colour and shapes, and that's what really sticks in the mind.
I know exactly what you mean, Samantha.
Exactly. But you'll know I wore this dress today.
Exactly. I will remember your lovely dress.
So, I mean, for the most, when I started AM Marketing, people thought, oh, you're the green one.
Okay.
You're the green, the AM, because that's all it was. It's just a green logo with an AM in front of it, and that's what people recognise. It's really important to set out what your unique selling points are.
I believe it was a help. Your name was Amy.
Yeah, it did, yeah. No, it was my initials as well.
Yeah.
You're not just setting out your unique selling points for your customers, but also for you, so that you know what they are and you know what your brand is and what you do. Then it's easier to sell.
Right, a quick recap. Now, listener, if you want to find out more about AM Marketing and Amy McManus, it's MC McManus, so MCManus, Amy, and the website is ammarketingkent.co.uk. You can follow them on the Twitter at marketing_AM, digital marketing specialist. In a nutshell, Amy, tell me exactly what people can get from you.
Fair digital marketing services for a fair price. Always be honest. And that's about it.
Word of mouth. You heard.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. There were a series of interviews done at the RIFT Group Business Support Base Camp at Kent 2025. Live last week. We've got loads more interviews coming up over the following weeks from that event. It was a great event, and do stay tuned for those. But now it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show a live guest, our young entrepreneur,
whippersnapper.
Jules has got all mumsy about
it.
Entrepreneur Ben Towers, 16 years old. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Hello.
Now, you're skiving off school today. Doing a study day, aren't you?
Study leave.
I've finished.
Yeah, have you? Yeah. So Ben's in the middle of his GCSEs at the moment and busy making his second million. Ben, I don't know where to start, mate. Tell us what inspired you. And first of all, tell us when and how old you were when you first started your first business.
I started my first business when I was 11 years old.
Right.
And basically what it was...
At primary school, basically.
Yeah, I was sort of in the transfer up to secondary school. And
selling scooters.
Yeah.
And basically what happened is a family friend said to me, can you build me a website? Because I've always sort of liked computers. And I said, yeah, I'll give it a go. I was on sort of the internet, Googling how to build a website. And
So you're self-taught?
Yeah, all self-taught. Yeah, I've never done any courses or anything. And then what happened is once I built this sort of really basic website, she said, oh, that's really good, it's £50. And obviously when you're 11, that's like Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
I turned around and said, oh, here we go, I can do this again. Yeah. And so I joined a freelancing site called People Per Hour.
Right.
And sort of from there, by age of 12, I had 25 customers, sort of just applying for all these jobs all around the UK.
Right.
And at the world as well, I did like jobs in America, Australia and things, just all paying these £50 for quite a basic website.
Are you familiar with a thing called Fiverr now?
It's similar to that, but obviously it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. But 50 quid for a website is still nothing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it sort of continued to channel on from there. And when I was 13, it got to the stage where I think it's my granddad sort of said to me, you know what, that's actually a business you've got. And I sort of said, oh, I suppose it is. And I was doing so many websites, and I was like, oh, I'm struggling to get all this done and go to school and actually have a social life.
Be a child.
Ended up actually taking on an employee through People Per Hour.
Right.
And so at the age of 13, I had somebody work on a job-by-job basis.
Right.
And then that sort of continued to grow, and I ended up paying them more than if I was having them full-time. So I said, oh, do you want to come on full-time? And they sort of went, yeah, I don't know, you're a bit young, and I've had a 13-year-old paying their wages. And then they sort of said, oh, yeah, you know what, I'll give it a go, and I had to come on. But it sort of had to quite quickly get rid of them, because what ended up happening is they weren't starting work till like 11:30. And I wouldn't...
You just can't get the staff, can you?
But I wouldn't know, because obviously I'd be at school. And so they were just abusing the fact that because I was at school, and so ended up having to find someone else. But I mean, now I've got 15 full-time members of staff.
So you have 15 staff working for you at the grand old age of 16.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just interested, what did your school make of this, Ben?
See, it all depends how you ask them at school, because obviously if you ask the teachers, some of them are quite impressed and things, but also some of them are sort of, my form tutor always said to me, oh no, you should stop doing it, it's not going to be good for you, you're not going to get a living out of it. And so I sort of said, well, I've got 15 full-time members of staff now, there you go.
Yeah.
And like, the head teacher and stuff, he's really keen and really quite happy that I'm doing what I'm doing, and like next year I'm looking at doing an apprenticeship for my own company.
Right.
Got to do something till 18.
He's going to hire himself as an apprentice. Okay, love it.
And what about your parents?
they're both really supportive. I mean, neither of them have got like business experience at all. They're both just sort of, my mum's a podiatrist, dad's a draftsman, so they're just, so might say, work in the public sector, but they both are really supportive. I take a step back as well, which has been quite helpful for me, because when you chat to a lot of other young entrepreneurs and things, they always say, oh, my parents keep getting involved, they keep looking, all these things. And I think if that were happening to me, it'd be harder to run my business, because you end up spending your whole time backing up why you've made decisions.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So were you? Have you ever had your IQ tested?
No, I haven't, no.
I think you should.
Had his what tested?
I think he should have his IQ tested. He
his
could
IQ?
Be a, he should be. He might be a Mensa.
He might be. Or he might, be really bright rather than IQ bright.
Yeah, well, there's different kinds of brightness.
He should do brain training if that helps.
Yeah, okay.
And what about your siblings?
I've got a younger sister.
Right. And how's she doing?
She's just an average sort of younger sister.
She just owns a car mechanic's garage. And
she's going up to space.
Yeah. She's building her own spaceship. Why don't you tell the listeners a bit about what Towers Design actually do? Obviously, you're a web development company.
We started off just doing websites, and then it got to the stage people were saying, can you build a logo as well? So I sort of obviously searched online how to build a logo, and we started offering logo design, and services continued to grow, and now we're a complete digital agency. So we do website design, graphic design, printing, we just started doing as well, so like business cards, flyers, roller banners, and also website hosting.
Okay. I don't actually know the rules on this. As technically a minor, are you allowed to be a company director? I don't know.
So
he's only allowed down the mines.
Up chimneys.
I mean, technically Towers Design's a sole trader. And that's because 16 you can be a company director, because I'm a new company, I'm a director because it's going through crowdfunding. But whilst you're under 18, there's no necessity to become a limited company, because you've got the limited company protection because you're a minor. So I'm just a sole trader of Towers Design.
Okay, fine. We're going to talk about your expansion plans in a minute, because you've got lots of interesting plans. As one, you know, and I'm sure you get fed up with this eventually, and I don't blame you, but we're going to make you do it anyway. As one so young, it's, you know, those of us that are in business are more fascinated by your youth than anything else, because it is refreshing to see someone as young as yourself that has been successful in business already and started at such an incredibly young age. I'm interested to know, from a couple of points of view, is it something that you'd recommend to your peers to do?
I think it definitely is, because, I mean, I do a lot of sort of conferences all around the UK, and a lot of young people come to me and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to finish a university course and then I'll start a business. And I always say, why do you have to finish a university course? Just get out and do it, because as long as you've obviously got the legal side secured, you're just free to go and just get the experience. And so I'm whenever anyone asks, I always say, yeah, give it a go. What's to lose?
Absolutely. And I think what you've just expressed in telling us how you started your business, it's how most of us actually start in business at whatever age we do. You do something and then you learn as you go along. Absolutely. And people come to you and say, can you do this? And the answer, I mean, I think Richard Branson had a saying that said, if somebody asks you to do something you don't know how to do, the answer is yes, and then find out. And that's exactly what you did, is yes, and then Google it, which is what we can do now. And that's absolutely how most of us grow a business. We don't start out with a load of knowledge and then go, do you know what, I'll turn that into a business. We start out with a chance at a customer and then find out how to do stuff. So basically, you would recommend to your peer group about doing it. As a young person, have you found any drawbacks to being young, apart from the fact that you can't drive and you have to go to school quite a lot?
Apart from the transport side, I mean, I think there's three big drawbacks with it, and two of them are in payments, because obviously, like, online payment gateway, being a sort of a online company, I can't do that under the age of 18. So it's actually in my dad's name.
Okay.
So all our online payments are done through him as such, because otherwise...
So you have to be nice to him, otherwise he's going to run off with the money.
Makes a runner, but... Yeah. It's the only way we can operate, really. We have to do it. And the other thing is business banking. Because I used to, it was quite a funny story, because my bank, I went down them one day and said, oh, yeah, can I pay in these checks? And they said, no, it's in Towers Design's name. You can't do it. You're Ben Towers. And I said, oh, okay. And then they said, and actually we've noticed your child's bank account has had over 100 transactions. This is on Tuesday and since this week, so Monday and Tuesday. And I said, oh yeah, that's quite good, isn't it? And they said, yeah, but you shouldn't be having that. Why is that? And I sort of had to come clean and say, yeah, let them run a business from it. And they said, oh well, no, you can't run a business from a child's account. You have to have a business account. And I said, well, get me a business account. No, you can't have a business account. You're not 18. So I ended up closing up my bank account and taking all the money in it as a fee, basically, the bank. And then actually the Federation of Small Businesses sort of nationally sent an email to the bank and said, look, you can't be doing this. Mm. You can't, how's he going to operate if he hasn't got a business bank account or even any bank account? Yeah. And so they then opened it and doubled the balance, which was quite good for me. But this is quite a bit of hassle. And now whenever I go in, they sort of all know me as being the kid with a business bank account, but isn't a business bank account.
Are you a member of the FSB?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm also on the Kent Committee.
Yeah. Ben's a very active member of the FSB.
He's very active.
Yeah, story. Very active member. Yeah, yeah. Cool. So, is there any, having looked at the potential drawbacks of being a young entrepreneur, is there any benefits apart from...
Well, actually, I just remembered another drawback, which is quite a big one, is I remember, could we do a lot of exhibitions? Because the way we sell with Tower Design, we've never done any paid advertising. It's all basically, in a sense, for me talking at big conferences, because a lot of people see it's quite relatable and quite good working that way. And a lot of people come up to me at a exhibition and say, so are you the apprentice in the company, or are you the sort of employee? And I sort of say, no, I run the company. And you get some people that will walk off and say, oh, okay, I see how it is, take a flyer, and you never see them again.
Sure.
You get some people which will want to find out more and really quite keen to work with a young person, because I can see why, because obviously getting something like a website, it's a long-term thing. You pay at start, pay at the end, and it's a lot of trust involved when doing that. And so a lot of people see a young person, oh, I could be running off, go get drugs or something. And so you have, some people are like that. But I've sort of got a motto which I use for that is, if they don't want to work for me, I don't want to work for them.
Sure.
And there's been people which have sort of said to me, oh, I don't want to be working for you. No, I don't want to use you. Then they'll come back a month later and say, actually, we haven't found an agency which does things like you do. Can we work with you? And I sort of had to say, no, I don't want to. If you weren't prepared a month ago, and the way I see it, it's not like a block of cheese. I don't like mature over a month and suddenly different. So. But I think the benefits of being young are really good, because I've never had experience in another digital agency.
Right.
So the things I've done are always things which I've learned from our clients of how they want us to do things.
Sure.
And so... sometimes it may not be the most cost-effective way, but the clients like it because of the way we run, and it's actually worked out in my favour. And because, obviously, being young, I'm open to new suggestions and things.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so whenever anyone says anything to me, I'll always research it and see if it's something you want to do.
Mm. I was going to ask you about other benefits of being a young entrepreneur, but I know what some of them are, because you're a little bit of a celebrity these days, and you've just been recently playing celebrity football, haven't you?
Yeah, up in Burnley, yeah.
And you get mobbed by girls, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Just like you, Paul, aren't
you? Yeah.
We turned up in the car, and it was like surrounded by people screaming, wanting pictures and stuff, and it's quite strange, because I was at a conference a week before and I was keynote speaking there, and it was, you get people in a queue, oh yes, can I have your autograph? And it's a lot more upper class, and then you come to something like that and there's girls putting their life on the line just to get a picture.
It's like One Direction, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Without the drugs.
Yeah, boy band business. Yeah, absolutely. You're obviously very enthusiastic about what you're doing. Your business is growing, and I want to concentrate now on your next venture, because I happen to know, because we've talked about this, that you have a very exciting adventure coming down the line.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what Ben Towers is going to be doing next?
So basically, with Towers Design, one of our services is social media management. Mm. And it got to the stage where sort of existing tools to help streamline all the management were getting really annoying, and they weren't doing things you wanted to do, and the ones which did were extortionate amount of money.
Right.
So which tools are you talking about?
Hootsuite was one we mainly used.
Right.
And Buffer we used for a bit as well.
Yeah.
And it got to the stage where we wanted a system which had them sort of functionalities, but also extra things, so in-depth analytics, and also something a bit more for agencies as well as small businesses.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll agree, sort of something quite design focused as well, because obviously having a good, nice design means you want to grow on social media, because it helps you sort of, your attitude's more positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so because of that, we sort of looked at whether we can do something better ourselves. And so I've been sort of playing with the idea since about July last year, and then in December last year, registered a company called Social Marley Limited. and that basically we're in the process of about to start crowdfunding end of this week, and we're going to be sort of getting money to build a system which is going to be sort of the next big thing for social media management.
Okay, so Social Marley is your next big project. You're, as you say, you're crowdfunding it at the moment, or you're just about to go to crowdfunding. And then you're going to build a platform for social media management.
Yeah. Cool. And it's going to be a quite a sort of focused on small businesses, because a lot of the systems, like I've been to some talks by some of the sort of market leaders, and the whole talk they'll be talking about is how their big corporates will use the system, and actually small businesses are being left out of it. And although the system can be used by them, the analytics side, you end up paying extortionate amounts just to get a simple report.
Yeah.
And so I'm really want to focus, be able to get small businesses involved in it. And so the reason why I want to go through crowdfunding is you can invest a minimum of £10. So the whole point is that is small businesses can each put a bit of money in if they want
to,
and then we'll get their input, and we can also obviously work together as like a community to make sure it's the thing for everyone.
I love that. It's one of my pet themes about collaboration and working working together as a community, as you say, Ben. And that's a fabulous way of doing it. And crowdfunding, as you quite rightly say as well, is a good catalyst.
I mean,
for
we've
doing
had
it.
A lot of sort of potential investors privately, and they've all sort of wanted to put money in there and then and stuff. But I've still got to the stage where actually I'd rather have the community behind it than actually just have one big shot who just wants to put a load of money in and walk off.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've sort of ended up saying, no, actually, I'd rather go through crowdfunding. But obviously, we're not going to turn down if someone wants to put a bit of money in crowdfunding. But at the same time, I'm also keen on getting everyone involved.
No, absolutely. And I totally see that. So when does your crowdfund project kick off?
So it'd be end of this week, maybe early next week. So, so getting all the sort of legal stuff signed and getting things moving. We've just got a sort of fabulous video made by Smugshots.
Right, okay.
So like a company. I think they're down by the sea, aren't they?
Yeah, is that Laurie?
Yeah.
And
they've just had that produced and all the edits done, and it's looking really good. And
right.
So,
is there a website available for Social Marley where people can come and find out?
Socialmarley.com.
Okay, socialmarley.com. And that's SOCIAL, obviously.
And then Marley after my dog.
Marley after your dog, MARLEY.
Yeah.
Socialmarley.com.
So, Ben, with the platforms, you're looking to take the perhaps the best of Hootsuite and the best of the others and and make your own and add everything that we felt it was missing.
The way I see it is a big leader called Sprout Social, and but they're a bit more upmarket. They're like £60 to £100 per user per month. And so we want to get their level of analytics, but also the Hootsuite core functionality, which everyone uses. But also, obviously, having a design background with Towers Design, we really want to make sure it's something you can stand looking at for a whole day without getting bored as such. So it's really going to be sort of keeping within the social media branding and really quite simple, but also advanced to use.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That is cool. Wow. 16 years old.
You're speechless.
I am. No, well, I'm not. I've known Ben for quite a while now, and I know what he's been doing. And, you know, sometimes you hear about things like this and you think, whatever. But he has been doing this a while now, and he does have a successful company. Yeah. And what he does is really, you know, top draw stuff. And, you know, he's building a very substantial business there. Mm. And that is really impressive at the best of times. It's doubly impressive about someone who's also doing his GCSEs at the same time, which is quite
three exams tomorrow.
What have you got tomorrow?
Physics and business.
Right. Business you're going to struggle with, aren't you, tomorrow?
Do you see yourself going to uni?
No, I don't think I want to. I mean, I do a lot of talks at university, and from what I've experienced, other sort of entrepreneurs, what they're saying to me as well is, why do I need to go to university? I'll be getting a degree and stuff, but I can run a business without it. Yeah. And obviously, maybe in the future, once the company's growing and I've got a bit more free time and things, I may look at doing something like that.
You'll probably start your own university.
Ben, we could talk to you all day about this. For the moment, give us a shout out for your conventional website for your existing business.
Yeah, so Towers Design, just towersdesign.co.uk. So the T, I've got a bit of a lisp, so it's a T, not a P. And follow us on Twitter, towers_design. And then Social Marley, like I said, socialmarley.com. It's Social Marley, at Social Marley on Twitter.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Ben. Yeah. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on a Business Bunker show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, obviously. But for the moment, Ben Towers of Towers Design and Social Marley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Good stuff.
Very inspiring.
Absolutely.
I feel very old.
I know.
I want to be 16 and doing that.
Yeah, sure.
What were you doing at 16?
I was at work at 16. Where was I working? I can't remember.
Up a chimney, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I was working in a motor factors making brake shoes.
I was a dental nurse.
Huh?
I was a dental nurse.
Were you?
Yes.
We've had loads of tweets. I'm going to read a couple and then we're going to have the midway break. We've had a tweet from YBC Southeast and they say, Vanilla Web, please can you shout out for Herne Bay Football Club who are offering sponsorship and advertising opportunities. If you're interested, please call Andrew on 07747114627. That's Andrew on 07747114627. That's Herne Bay Football Club. If you are interested in sponsoring or advertising with a local football club, Dakota Blue Consulting has said hi to both of you. Thank you for mentioning my course and hope you have a great show and a great day. That's Dakota Blue, who are the HR consultancy. They do have a workshop that is coming up in June and we will be giving you details of that later on in the show, but you can also find out about it on the Kent Business Radio website, under the events and community and events page. There is a listing for it there. So do have a look at it. Neville Gaunt has said hello and said
hello.
He's listening to the Business Bunker show. Hello, Neville. And the lovely Penny Williams, she says, hello, could you give Big Plan Group on the Twitter a shout and Classical Concert a mention? That's the Leeds Castle Classical Concert. Consider yourself shouted out. That's Big Plan Group. So do give them a follow on Twitter. Big Plan Group, all one word, and at Classical Concert. Or one word. So give them a follow. Natasha Aiden Yance has also tweeted in to say she's listening. What else have we got here? And JR Car Parts. JR Car Parts. I think JR recently opened a new branch in Clacton in Essex as well. So
that's right.
Maybe they could tweet in and tell us how that's going.
Yeah.
But they also say you can see their vans. They've got 130 odd vans out on the road. So if you see one of their JR vans, give them a toot. And that's JR Car Parts. You can follow them on the Twitter. JR is spelt J-A-Y-A-R. JR Car Parts, all one word. And Robert Brown of Brown, brandbrown.co.uk says, hello, Paul. Having a good day. Hello from all of us at Brand Brown. And they're a marketing consultancy, I believe, based over in Sevenoaks. Brand Brown. So do give them
Brand
a follow.
Brown, like it.
On the Twitter as well.
There's the last chance to book the Kent Healthy Business Awards. It's a free business breakfast, improving the economic performance through people and environment. And this is in partnership with Kent County Council. It's Friday the 12th of June at Cineworld in Rochester, Strood, and Thursday the 11th of June, Burlington Hotel in Folkestone.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Joan Keeley who says, Vanilla Web, please could you give a mention for this? Thank you very much. And it's Julia Keeley. Can I get some big happy retweets, please? Discounts on remaining wedding dates for 2015. Julia is a photographer, and you can find out all about what she's offering by going to her website, which is juliakeeleyphotography.co.uk. That's Julia, J-U-L-I-A.